Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, Consciousness Facilitator and Expander of Realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today, I'm going to do my very best to dive into a subject that always feels a bit taboo. It does have a lot of energy on it to not look at it. It's like this place where you're not allowed to talk about this. It has this kind of weird and wonky space of looping us into wrongness for this very concept. So what is it that I'm talking about? So today I'm talking about expanding our awareness by acknowledging what you are aware of. Now, this is something that continues to expand the more and more that you practice it. And today I really want to dive into untangling this place of wrongness, or the tangled mess of wrongness we have decided that identifying things are. So this is really quite an interesting concept for me. And it's one of those things that we do so intrinsically good that we are so good at auto-responding and making ourselves wrong for being an identifier that it's like, it's really just an interesting kind of tangled mess. This is one of these things where this is a concept where it's like, I will still be working on this for people 6 to 8 months in with coaching with them. Generally, when someone coaches with me, we usually do about a year. We start with 6 months, and then generally we do another 6 months, because the first 6 months is just really a lot of untangling, and this is a really big piece of that. So today I'm going to give you some information to start really untangling this for you. But let me tell you that this goes far and this goes deep. Many times, the first 6 months that I'm coaching with someone, where we're just really untangling a lot of the core programming that you're functioning in, right? And then this is kind of one of those things where it's like a sneaky pattern underneath this looping and wrongness for identifying what you are aware of, is essentially what it is. But when you get really good at identifying what you are aware of, what you know, what your body is receiving, it just expands your awareness tenfold, and then tenfold on top of that. And the more and more you do this, and the more and more you practice this, the less and less you internalize other people's stuff. Because if I'm around someone and I am intrinsically, I know that they feel bad about their self-esteem, or you know, they feel bad about their body image, or maybe it's all of the above, or and they feel guilty about 8,000 things that they've chosen in their life. In the past, what I would have done was I would have internalize that feeling of wrongness that I'm feeling when I'm around them as myself, instead of acknowledging that that's just where they're at. That's just what's going on for them. And it's not wrong to do that. And so today we're going to dive into these concepts. We're going to look at that. We're going to untangle some of this energy where you go back into making yourself wrong for knowing these things about people, because maybe it's judgmental, or maybe you're not supposed to know that, or maybe they told you differently, right? I mean, that's a big one. People will go into like, oh, well, that's not true about that person because blah, 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 blah. You know, they told me that this is what they do. And I'm like, well, is that really true? Is that really what they do? Or is it something else? And it's a process. It's a process of acknowledgement to really, truly get into that space where you're not looping in, making yourself wrong over what they're choosing or what you know about them. Yeah, let's just take some nice deep breaths here, and we're going to expand. Let's just do some expansion, really get ourselves into that space of who we be. So let's go ahead and put our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, and take some nice deep breaths. Breathe it all the way in and all the way out. And what we're going to do here is we're going to expand out our being, really get into the more space of you so we can really clear all of these constructs and structures that are looping you back into wrongness so you can really truly get to the space of awareness, expanding your awareness really into the space of what you know. So let's go ahead and put our barriers down, our barriers down. Barriers down or barriers down. If you've never expanded before, all you have to do is really just listen to the sound of my voice and allow your being to expand that, your body, just your being. So go ahead and make yourself as big as the room that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And let's go ahead and make yourself as big as the building that you're in. All the way out. And all the way down, and all the way out. And again, you're just expanding out your being. You don't have to visualize anything. You don't have to be doing anything. You're just listening to the sound of my voice. Go ahead and make yourself as big as the city that you're in. All the way out, big as the city. All the way down, as big as the city is, wide, deep, and all the way up into the sky. And nice deep breath. Go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that we're in. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the planet that we're all on, as big as planet Earth. Yeah, that's a big stretch there. Big, becoming one with everyone and everything. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And the universe. And nice deep breath. And the multiverse, multiple universes. And times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. All the way out to the space of who you be, as the infinite being that you be. Yeah, nice deep breath. Now let's just go ahead and settle down into that. Now, if you've been expanding and you've been listening to my show for a while, basically you want to expand until you feel the space of lightness kind of come over your body. If you don't feel the space of lightness, you haven't gone quite as far as you should go. So just keep allowing yourself to go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out to the space of who you be. Yeah, as the infinite being that you be. Awesome. So in this space of expansion, it really truly we can access here all of your storage points, all of your points of view, everything that you're looping in, all the form, structure, and significance that you have bought into, that you are continuing to re-loop back into your life here. We can access all of that programming. So that's why it's so important to really expand. So we're going to dive in here. So today we're talking about expanding our awareness by acknowledging what you are aware of. Okay, so today I'm going to start with one of my favorite examples. And this is an example that I feel like we can all kind of relate to that is a key identifier or a core program that each and every one of us are running where it's looping us back into wrongness. So one of my favorite examples, and I get to use it because it's true for me. So when you see someone your brain automatically says, your brain automatically is kind of an identifier, right? So let's say you're in the grocery store, right? And you're just trucking along with your little cart, and you look over and you see this woman who is, maybe she's very large, right? And your brain automatically says, you know, that person is fat. And you go, oh man, I'm not supposed to say that. That's so mean. I'm so judgmental. I'm so rude, right? And you start really making yourself wrong in your head. Meanwhile, the person, the larger person, the fat person, and I could say that because that's true for me. I'm not necessarily skinny, right? I'm overweight. I always have been. So what happens is when you feel yourself go to that identifier, right? And then you make yourself wrong for it. What happens is the person that you just judged feels the judgment that you just went into, okay? Which really was a judgment into yourself, right? Because you identified something. Because really the word fat is just an identifier. It's not a wrongness. Let's be 100% honest here, right? When you're little, right, you're taught about the word fat, right? I mean, it's just a describing word. It's not a wrongness. But what happens is the person that you just, you know, identified that, and then you go into all that judgment, they feel all that judgment you just went into. And they internalize that judgment as though you are making them wrong, even though you weren't, right? Your brain just auto-responded with a describing word, one that you were taught at a very young age, right? How old were you when the world taught you skinny and fat? Like 2 years old? Then when you're three, let's say, and you're in the grocery store with your mom, and maybe you don't even remember these, but we've all seen this happen, right? And you point at a lady walking by and you say, fat. And your mom's mortified and says, oh my goodness, don't say that. That's mean. You don't call people fat. And you're like, but wait, like you taught me fat. You showed me what it looked like, right? When I point to the green grass and said green, you praised me, right? When I pointed to the blue sky and said blue, you praised me. When I pointed at you and said skinny or pretty or beautiful, you praised me, right? But when I point at someone who is fat, you make me wrong. This is the problem. We have made describing words wrong. And we do this over and over and over and over and over and over and over. You're not allowed to say this man is grouchy or that woman is mean or that kid is angry because it's not nice. Well, what has happened is we still think those thoughts, okay? Those thoughts don't go away, right? We still think them. But instead of just realizing that, hey, it's just a thought I'm having, I can just acknowledge it and move on with my life, we ping pong and making ourselves wrong. And oftentimes, again, we internalize that judgment, oh, the unkindness of who we are, or even a step greater, oftentimes we'll take the person's emotion that we're aware of. Okay, say we're around someone and they're really just angry, right? Maybe they're having a bad day or maybe they're having a bad life. I don't know. And they're angry, and they're throwing all of this like frustration and anger out. And what happens is you start to perceive that frustration and anger, right? And then all of a sudden you start to act out because your body is telling you, hey, the person that you're with is really frustrated and angry, and you don't acknowledge it because you're not allowed to make people wrong, right? In your own head, you're not allowed to make people wrong. You're not allowed to identify where people are at because that's mean and that's judgmental and that's, you know, you're being this and you're being that. Instead of just acknowledging it, what happens is you go into resistance of the information. And as soon as you resist the information, what happens is your body locks that information into your cells. And then all of a sudden you start experiencing it. This is exactly why empaths or empathic people, right? You know, we internalize other people's emotion, and that's mostly because, and any of you that are listening to this show, you are aware beings. But this world has told you that being aware is mean, that being aware is judgmental, that being aware is not kind, right? And that's the complete and total opposite of who we want to be. We want to be kind and we want to be helpful and we want to be, you know, considerate. And, you know, that's because that's who we are, right? We are these loving beings who are here who want to uphold peace. Yeah, everything, all of that is. And everywhere you're tangled in the judgment of that. Wow, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And all you have to say is, yes, I choose that now. And we're just going to do a clearing here. And we're just going to vaporize, 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 vaporize. Now, if you don't know what I'm doing, if you've never listened to my show before, basically what I'm doing is I'm taking all of the energy that you have stored around this very topic, and I'm clearing that. And what that does is it opens up your energy, space, and consciousness and gives you more space and more possibilities. So you are no longer functioning in that space that doesn't work for you. So what we're going to be doing here today is really expanding our awareness by releasing ourselves from this system of looping in judgment, being judgmental and making that wrong. Yeah, and everything all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Now here's the thing, you guys. And this is what I tell my clients all the time. Acknowledging what's going on for someone, by looking at somebody and saying, you know, this person is grouchy or that person is mean or that kid is angry, is not like, it's not like you have to do anything with the information. Okay. And I think that's where we get stuck in it, is we feel like, okay, if I acknowledge that, you know, this person is grouchy or this person is mean and they're capable of doing violence, then that means I have to be scared of that person. Or that means whatever you have decided, that when you know that someone is capable of doing violence, what action that means for you. And the thing is there's no action in identification at all. I'm going to say that one more time. There's no action that is required on your part for any identification or acknowledgement exercise that you're going to do for yourself. Basically, what you're doing is you're just acknowledging what you know about someone and you're moving on with your life. We live in this society where we have decided that when we acknowledge certain things or people are identifying in within certain structures or they're being certain people, that means certain things about ourselves, and that's not true. Yeah, everything, all of that is, and everywhere where you're taking what someone else is functioning in and making it about you, ooh, that right there, it's a huge one. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, when I first really got into this work, I had this amazing awareness, and I often think about how much it changed my life. When I realized that if we could master the space of our own universe and only truly worry about who we are and what we are creating as ourselves, right? Not worrying about what the neighbor's doing or even what your child's creating or what, you know, your spouse is doing or what their mother's doing or if you could really, truly go within yourself and really truly look at, hey, what is it that I want to create in my life? What energies do I want to have? Where do I want to function in this world? It would set every single one of us free. We're so busy resisting what other people are doing and internalizing that as a wrongness for ourselves instead of realizing that, you know, there are people in this world that are just not good parents, and that doesn't have anything to do with you. And there are people in this world who are, you know, not nice people, and that doesn't have anything to do with you. I remember when I was little, I had such a hard time watching TV. Like, TV was hard for me because it didn't matter what I was watching, what show I was watching, what characters were in it. I felt deeply the struggle of what the characters were having. I'm sorry, Kiwi is flying all over my office today. She is having quite a day. Kiwi is my little bird, and she helps me do my show often, and she is just flying all over today. Okay, so, and I remember when I was young, one of the shows that often was on my TV was The Cosby Show. I could not watch that show. I wanted to watch the show, because there was lots of characters in there that I really deeply loved, right? Well, now I can look back at that and I understand that the reason I couldn't watch that show is because of what was happening, right? The person Bill Cosby was being, even though he was projecting himself out as one way, he was acting completely different, right? He was, who he was being was completely different. Now, this is really common, right? We'll look at the persona of what someone is projecting out, right? And we'll decide, oh, well, that person has their whole life together, and they're kind, and they're nice, and they're happily married, and they have the perfect family. And then we'll internalize, what's wrong with me? Why can't I have that? Why can't I do that? You know, what's wrong with me? And I'll stop them. Wait a second for a moment. Who is this person that you're looking at that you have decided is perfect that you can't be? Now, I'm not doing this from, again, like, this is that subject where it's like, oh, well, why would you do that? Because here's the thing. I talk to people all the time, and we will fixate on a person, right? And I know that you can identify with this. You will fixate on a person. Someone that maybe you're close to, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a friend, maybe not a really good friend, but, you know, an acquaintance, right? And you will fixate on that person. And you will see the things that they're saying out loud, right? Maybe there's someone on social media, or maybe they're someone that, you know, is a friend of a friend. I just had a conversation with a woman who was talking about, we were talking about, and not that she was really going into a whole lot of why me, because that's not what it's about. But what it was about was she was talking about how her and this person had some weird tension in between them, right? And she's like, I just don't get it. Like, I just don't understand why she doesn't like me. And, you know, and I said, well, what do you know about her? And she started telling me all of these great things that she knows about this person. And I'm like, but what is true there? And here's the thing, each and every one of us has our own crap. We all do. Not one of us in this reality is perfect, right? We all have our own stuff. But see, the thing is if you're looping in someone and someone is making you wrong, it's more than likely that you are wrong about them. You are not acknowledging something that you deeply know about this person that is internally making you wrong. Yeah, everything, all of that is. All of that, 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 all of that. Ooh, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And everywhere you're doing that, and everywhere you're being that, and everywhere you're internalizing that as a wrongness of you, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes, and can we just choose that now? Vaporize. Where is everywhere that you're looping yourself back into being judgmental? That right there. And all of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. I was just working with somebody, and the company that she works for is, I'm going to say what she told me. The company that I work for is this great company, and they have all these amazing things, and I hate it there. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I just can't force myself to be happy there. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, so look around you. Who in your, you know, your office, who working by you is unhappy? And she's like, she initially went to like, oh, well, nobody's unhappy. I'm like, really? And I'm feeling into it. And I'm like, what about your boss? Is your boss happy? And she's like, Well, I mean, they appear happy. And then we sit with it for a moment. And then she starts telling me all of the things that she's aware of. Now, again, this isn't about making her boss wrong. This is about acknowledging what she's aware of about what her boss is going through, right? So she tells me all these things, and I'm like, okay, so it feels like your boss hates her job. Would that be fair? And she's like, well, yeah, because her boss really wants to stay home. She wants to be a stay-at-home mom. She doesn't want to work. She's in a relationship where she's not happy, and the spouse isn't making enough money. And I mean, there's just all of this, so on and so forth. And I'm like, by acknowledging that, you're not making her wrong, right? You're not making the boss wrong. You're just acknowledging what you know, okay? So after we went through and we looked at all of the other people in her office that are having issues, that are having struggle, that don't want to be there. And once she acknowledged all of that, once she went through that whole process of acknowledging and just really kind of talking through it and releasing it, guess what? She could enjoy her job again. Yeah, everything, all of that is, and all of that, and everywhere you're not allowed to do that, and everywhere you're not allowed to have access to that, and everywhere you have to internalize everyone else's stuff. Keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Where is everywhere that you are looping and being judgmental? All of that. Everywhere all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize. More space. Acknowledging what is going on for other people only allows you to have more space for yourself. Yeah, that right there. And just kind of settle into that for a moment. By acknowledging what you are aware of, what's going on for someone else, you are expanding your awareness, okay? You're allowing yourself to identify, which is exactly what you're taught to do. I mean, from a very, very, very young age in this reality, you are taught to identify. But this reality has identifiers that they have decided are good identifiers and bad identifiers, right? You know, certain describing words are bad according to this reality. And if you think them, you're a bad person. And that's not true. Everything, all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize. What happens when you actually start identifying those things and releasing them and not making yourself wrong for them is that autoresponder of information stops happening. So I'm just going to use the example of looking at someone and instantaneously having the, you know, oh, that woman is fat, right? When you stop resisting that and making yourself wrong, which again, when you do that, when you resist an information on that level, and you loop back into making yourself wrong for identifying it, what actually happens is you stick yourself with the judgment and you stick the person with the judgment. So you're actually doing more harm by making yourself wrong than you are than just acknowledging it. Okay, so I want to say that first. And, you know, one of the things that I see often in this world is I will start working with someone and they will have multiple levels of what they have decided is, I'm going to go with the word that best describes it as numbness, right? Nothing brings them joy. And they feel like they're just here existing, but you know, this reality is just heavy and it's just hard. And you know, there just really isn't anything that brings them joy. And part of that construct, part of that feeling numb is really boils down to the resistance of information in the place where you've been looping yourself in wrongness. And it's kind of one of these things that you don't really understand how deeply you've been doing it until you don't do it anymore. And let me tell you that basically what happens when, so now you go to a grocery store and you see a woman, I'm going to keep using the same example, right? And I know this is an uncomfortable example, and that's partly why I'm using it, because I know that it's an uncomfortable energy for each and every one of us, right? And the thing is when you can get to a space where you no longer resist and react to the energy of it, that's the space where it stops happening. And I think that's probably the most magical part about the work that I do and about this work in general, right? Is when you stop in the reactatory stage of anything that you're reacting to, I don't care if it's money problems or judgment about yourself, which, you know, potentially is all of the above, right? Or judgment about someone else or making yourself wrong. When you stop choosing to do that. So let's go back to that example. You see someone at the grocery store and your brain immediately goes to, that woman is fat. And instead of going, oh my gosh, I'm so mean. Why am I so mean? Instead of being like that to yourself, you just go, okay, cool. And you move on with your life. And what happens is that system of wrongness starts to untangle. And the less and less that you make anything that you are aware of wrong, so you're walking through the grocery store and your mind says, that woman is fat, that man is mean, that person is grouchy, right? The woman behind the you know, deli case doesn't want to get you pasta salad because she's angry. Okay, cool. I don't have to be angry that she doesn't want to get me pasta salad, right? I can just acknowledge that she's really angry today, and that's not mine, and that's okay. But I can still choose to get pasta salad if I want to, understanding that she's angry and maybe she's going to be rude, and that's okay. Like, that's hers, not mine, right? And maybe the person who is The man who's stocking the cucumbers doesn't care if there's a rotten one. And he's mad because blah, 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 blah. And that's okay. You know, I've been seeing a lot of articles lately about spiritual bypassing, right? And I feel like part of that, part of what exists within that is when people go, oh, but you just have to treat them kind anyways. And I'm not saying that by acknowledging anything, you don't treat them kind, because it is really a kindness. It's a kindness to yourself to acknowledge where someone's functioning at. But it's also a kindness of them, because oftentimes what people will do is if someone's in a bad mood or someone's cranky or someone's this or that, right, they have to react to it. They get stuck in the resistance and the reaction of it, which as an empath and as an aware person, I know that most of my life, I got stuck in the reactatory patterns of what someone else was doing, right? Because I would become aware of where someone is grouchy or where someone is upset or even where someone is happy, right? And then I would immediately agree and align with that and have no awareness. It's a perfect example. I had a conversation with one of my kids this morning, well, actually my oldest daughter this morning. And she is looking for her lease is almost up where she's living at right now currently. And she's looking for a new apartment, right? And she was, she called me this morning to tell me about the landlord and, you know, the tour that she did. She was telling me all of the things that she was aware of. And what she kept going back to saying was that she felt like, without saying these words, but the words that she was really saying was she felt like the landlord was going to be really nosy. And I said, well, is that going to work for you or not? Like, as a mom, with her being so far away, there's a certain level of, I wouldn't mind if someone was checking in all the time, right? But at the same time, I got that energy too, right? I got that. And the thing was the apartment was what she was looking for. It felt really beautiful. It felt really safe. It felt close to where she wanted to be, right? And I, you know, we talked about it for a while, and she actually ended up saying, you know, I think I'm going to wait because it's not exactly matching exactly what I want. Now, oftentimes what we will do is we will bypass the energy of what we're aware of, right? We'll go, oh, well, the landlord's just being nice. They're not, you know, maybe we wouldn't call them nosy because we might think that, oh, they're just being really nice and they're just really worried about their property, which she was, right? But instead we might go, okay, I'm going to take it, knowing that she's probably going to invade in your personal space, but not allowing yourself to be aware of it because you have decided that it's the perfect location or the perfect apartment or the perfect this. Right? Because a lot of times we will base our decisions off of how someone tells us instead of how we feel. Because again, it has that same piece of we're not allowed to be aware of some of the aspects that we have a point of view about. Yeah, everything, all of that is, and all of the shiku stupidity on consciousness, anti-consciousness, energy fog around all of this. And all of that, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Often we'll get caught more in the positive judgments we have decided than we will in the negative. Now, and I know I've talked about this before on a radio show, but there was a time in my life where I would meet people and I would just decide that this person is so nice and so kind and so amazing, right? And especially as an energetically sensitive person, right? I would go right off of a certain decision. Okay, somebody would tell me, and I'm going to use this example because I've used this example before. I used to own a healing center. And in the healing center, basically, my model was that basically I wanted to offer space for other people to also offer their healing services. Okay. So myself, I rented this. I had several locations. I actually moved in the time that I was open. I actually moved 4 different times, okay? And each time I upgraded to a larger building based on people's, I'm going to say, points of view about that they were going to join me and they were going to help me. Instead of checking in to make sure people were real and true about joining me and helping me, I took their word for it, right? And I upgraded the building. I was really the space of willing to go way beyond, I think, most people would. So my very last location, which I was there for, gosh, I don't know, probably 3 years. My very last location had five treatment rooms. And we had one of them was a really, really, really big, kind of like a conference space. Okay. Which we actually turned into like a meditation room. Anyways. Now I only obviously moved to that big building because I desired to have other people be able to offer their services as well. Now, I was a very busy therapist. I was a massage therapist. I was an energy healer. I did readings. I had a very, very large base of clientele that were coming to see me. So I had moved from a location that I had been in before that was only 2 rooms. And I was doing just fine there, and I probably really should have checked in and used my awareness, but at that time, I didn't really know how to do that, right? I moved to the bigger space. Anyways, I would have people come in and, quote-unquote, want to rent space for me, and I would just allow them because I was like, oh, you have to be, like, I had decided, right? They were a healer. They were all of these things, right? I had this list of things that I had decided healers were. Instead of actually checking in to see if they were actually in alignment with where I was or what I was doing. And what was interesting about that is I had healers come in there and over and over and over and over and over. I can't even tell you how many times in the 3 years that I had that building that I had people say terrible things about me, and take advantage of me, and then turn around and say I was taking advantage of them. And, you know, the thing was it was so crazy to me because I was renting space to these people for like $125 a month, which was a very, very, very small fraction of what it cost me to rent this big, huge building with electric and toilet paper and paper towel, right? Running a business is expensive. And I would give them space. I would give them keys. I would charge them $125 a month. Like, you know, I just wanted it to be filled with all of these healers offering all of their amazing things. And then I would hear that a healer was talking bad about me and I'd be like, what? Like, it would hurt me to my core. To the core of who I was. And I would go back to the space where I would be like, what did I do wrong? Instead of acknowledging that, I didn't actually do anything wrong. I just didn't check in to see where they were operating at. Now, it was interesting because it was actually just one, I should say, it was a group of healers, and what they ended up actually doing after they talked very badly about me and kind of tried to ruin who I was, they went and opened up their own space, which I guess when I look back at it now, I can see that that was their goal all along. And what they were trying to do was take my clients, but it was still very hurtful, right? But now I look back and I think if I had checked in and I had actually acknowledged what I knew, because when I look at that situation, I know that I knew that they weren't very nice, but I kept talking myself back out of it. Right? I kept going to, no, that's not true. They're very, very nice. They're very, very kind. They're this, they're that, right? And then my awareness would go, oh, something's not right here. And instead of looking at the something's not right, I went back to, no, don't, you know, you're just being this, you're just being that, right? Making myself wrong. Instead of acknowledging that, hey, you know what? Maybe something is off here. What is off here for me? What's going on? What am I aware of? And you know, I look at that time and I know that there's no way I would have ever even acknowledged that they weren't trustworthy people. even though I knew they weren't trustworthy people. I knew that. But every time I would start to get the awareness of that, I would loop right back into, no, they're, you know, you're just being this way, or you're just being that, or you're just being mean, or you're just being judgmental, or you're just being that, right? Making myself wrong instead of acknowledging what I knew. And everything, all of that is, all of that. Everywhere you're doing that, everywhere you're being that, everywhere you're looped into that, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. You have to give yourself the space to acknowledge what you are aware of without making yourself wrong. Everything, all of that is right there. All of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize. And when you do that, when you start really acknowledging what you're aware of, your awareness grows by leaps and bounds. And all of a sudden, all of those little describing words you used to get caught in that you're making yourself wrong for, you just don't anymore. Like, I don't even hear that head noise anymore that says this is this and that is that. I just don't even hear it anymore because it doesn't even register in my awareness because I get that I don't have to get caught in describing words any longer, right? And when I'm with someone and I get the awareness that, you know, maybe they're not a nice person, or maybe they're capable of stealing, or maybe they're this, or maybe they're that. I don't have to even make them wrong. I can just acknowledge it. Okay, this is where they're functioning at. Cool. Awesome. Move on with my life. Like, I don't have to make them wrong. Because the reality is we've all played different roles in this reality. And none of them are right necessarily, and none of them are wrong necessarily, and everyone's functioning in different places. And some people are stuck in certain constructs because they can't change it because everyone's continuously resisting that information and making it wrong. And everything, all of that is, and all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize. I was talking to a client the other day who was sad about something that was happening in her life. And when we got all done with the conversation, basically what we had concluded was the people around the situation were the ones that were sad. It wasn't her sadness. It was their sadness for choices that they had made. And they were choices that were really uncomfortable for her to look at, right? But once she looked at the choices that were uncomfortable for her to look at, and once she acknowledged that the sadness she was feeling didn't actually belong to her, the sadness was their sadness for something that they chose to do, right? And it was something that she would never choose to do herself. So it was uncomfortable to look at, which often it is. It's often very uncomfortable to look at. But when she actually looked at it and she actually acknowledged it, it was like it brought this amazing lightness over her body. And that's what happens when you acknowledge what you are aware of. When you're stuck in something that's not true, it will continuously loop you back into head noise. Always. Okay, it's going to loop you back into, but what if this is this and that is that? And what if you're wrong? And what if this? And blah, 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 right? You have those situations where you're just continuously looping and trying to figure it out, trying to make it make sense, trying this, trying that. And you know, the thing is we do this on such a deep level with pretty much everything we function in. Everything. And when you learn how to just acknowledge things, when you learn how to identify things, You know, often even choices we make in our life, often so many times people can't, they don't feel like they can choose something because, you know, Grandma Sally wants you to choose this and she's really, really excited for you to do this. And instead of going, hey, and checking in, do I actually want to do this? You're checking in with Grandma Sally's excitement that you're going to choose it. And you're tapping into that energy, so then you choose it, and you already know that it's bringing this pit in your stomach, right? You already know that you really don't want to do it, but instead of checking in with yourself, you keep checking in with Grandma Sally, right? Well, because Grandma Sally wants me to do it, and I really should, because she thinks it's a great idea, she thinks it's going to create this. But when you actually look at it, you're like, oh god, it feels like a lead fart, right? It feels like it's going to drown me in this sea of yuckiness, and you still choose it. And you still choose it. And then you wonder why you're buried in this heavy choice and this heavy energy. You wonder why you're swimming in this anxiety. It's because you're not acknowledging what you're aware of with the choices that you're making. And everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Where's everywhere that you're looping back into that energy right there instead of being awareness? Everything, all of that is, in all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, learning how to be aware is not something that this reality teaches you how to do, you guys. And the thing is the less and less reactatory that you are to any of this, the more and more you surrender to all of this, the more and more and more your awareness is going to expand. Currently, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I've been writing a blog. I've been doing that for quite some time. I have tons of blogs, tons of free information. I also have my Expand Your Reality Institute that is available now for you to register. Today is June 19th, 2019, and right now you can join my Expand Your Reality Institute for only 36 US dollars a month, or I think it's $333 for the year. And you can really truly get tools to expand your awareness. I have so many clearings in there. And the thing is, if you've been listening to the show, you know that just by listening to what I'm doing, it's untangling your awareness. Your life is changing. Things are showing up differently. And this is exactly how this modality works. What I do, this is how this works. I am an energy healer, in a sense, that I'm healing the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be, okay? And literally, just by listening to these audios that I have in there, just by listening to the clearings that I do, it is changing the reaction that you're having in your body. It's changing the polarity that you have solidified in the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. And it changes your life. So if you're listening to me today, I really invite you to joining me. You can check it out at www.expandyourrealityinstitute.com and really you can join me for this amazing journey. And twice a month, I do a live call. And on the live call, you can ask questions about anything that you have going on, anything that you would like to know, anything you need help with. Let's dive in. Let's go together. Let's change the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. Let's go through the limitations that are stopping you. And you know what I think is probably the most amazing thing is when you dive in and change the energy, space, and consciousness of you, you actually help all of those around you. So if you're struggling in relationships with the people around you, whether it's strangers or friends or loved ones, spouses, right, children, when you change you, you change things for them as well. Because you choosing to be a different space, you choosing to not resist and react to what's going on for them or what they're holding on to or what they're carrying, when you release yourself from guilt, shame, upset, from being over emotional, everything changes. And I know this because it's true for me as well. You know, when I went from being angry and guilty and shameful and to really being a strong part of my children's life, it changed everything. And today I would love to invite you to that. So again, you can go to www.expandyourrealityinstitute.com or you can also check me out at www.jamie-bates.com and sign up for my free email series. I have so many amazing things going on. Expand Your Reality is really kind of amping up and taking off. And I am grateful that you have been joining, that you've listening. Maybe this is your first time, or maybe you've been listening for weeks now. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. And please share this with someone you think that this might help. The greater reach we can get to, the more and more and more we can help people clear, the more ease and peace and solitude this world will transform into as we go into the 5D reality. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope you're enjoying. Please let me know if there's something I can help you with. If you would like to be a guest on my show, email me and let's chat about the possibilities. Also, I am getting ready to do another group that won't be starting until September of this year. So you can actually sign up now and hold your space and get into the Institute and start moving around in there and learning and growing. Let's go together. I'm grateful that you're joining me. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to chatting with you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.